when you go out to cultivate the cotton, what would you call that?
Well, I'd use what we called a barden plow. It'd plow with three plows on it, and I'd go around it with it, put one mule to it, go down it on this side, come back on the upper side, and that row was cultivated, 2 foot to a row.
Mm-hmm. And did you ever do it by hand? Anybody ever say they're going to chop cotton?
Oh yes, I have chopped it. But they didn't do that by hand.
Well, chop cotton doesn't mean take a hoe and chop it.
That's what chopping means, what you talking about. Take a hoe after it's cultivated with that barden plow. All that they use what they call a periplow with three plows.
What kind of weeds did you have to get out of the cotton field when you were
doing? Well, lots like cockapoos, morning glories,
crabgrass.
Mm.
Did you ever have any Johnson grass?
Oh, yeah.
Johnson grass. Mm.
And when you wanted to take a certain amount of corn to the mill, you'd say, well, I'm going to take what corn? And might be less than a wagon load, just something for your own family. Does that sound?
That's all right.
Would you say you take a certain amount of corn or a certain amount of wood? Did you ever use the word a turn of corn?
Turn, yes. Yes. And something like a bushel of corn, maybe a quantity of half a bushel. Hey, you would use that word.
That's a turn, then, is pretty
small. Pretty
small
amount, half a bushel.
And if you took a whole lot of wood, say, to sawmill, you wouldn't say a turn of wood, and it would be a wagon load, to a well. If you take a lot of wood to the sawmill, then that'd be too much wood to say a turn of wood, right? You'd have to say I took a jag of wood or a load of wood or what?
A load. Well, sometime according, it is fired up. Oh. They used to in them times at meal. They fired up and they'd carry a load of wood. Say they'll say for instance they'll bind it up by wood to grind that corn. That meal running. That way in the olden time.
Mm-hmm. And would you tell me something about how flour and molasses and lard, how that used to come? How you used to, what would...
Flour. Yeah,
flour and...
Lard.
Lard and molasses. Yeah.
Well, molasses grew in fields, and they would plant it, this sorghum. I'm just telling about it. This sorghum, stripped the leaves off of it, cut it down, carried to the mill, grind it, hitch the horses to that lever of that mill, that single tree, let it go around, grind that juice, falls in a barrel. More barrel than you'll have a sack over that barrel where that juice falling in that sack and going on down it. That barrel, now that is for the molasses. And that is what would happen. And then they had a pan right over there and had a I'll call it in a minute.